Come in. Hello. Yes. Yes. I did mention that the stool over there is wobbly. Didn't you go into town with everybody else? No, no, it's not a problem. Taking your new position seriously, I see. Oh, please, you're not disturbing me at all. I'm just catching up on some reading. I don't get a lot of downtime where it's quiet. And when everybody else goes to town, well, I take advantage. No, I promise you're not bothering me. I would have thought you would have gone to town today. Oh, don't look at me like that. Your mother spends a great deal of time dressing me. And while she does, she chatters. Yes. She happened to mention a girl from town that there might be a match with. Come now, there's nothing to be embarrassed about. No. I spend most of my days surrounded by, let's just say, people significantly older than me, right? And we have always been closer in age, ever since I came here. So, if you want to talk about it, there must be a reason you didn't jump at the chance to go into town with everyone else to see her, isn't there? Have I struck a nerve? I feel like I've struck a nerve. I feel like you're very upset with me right now. You needn't be. I'm still the same girl I was when I came here, when I married my late husband and you were just running around tinkering with things and following your mother. We used to talk then, remember? It's not different now. Just because I'm the lady of the house now does not make me any different as a person. And it doesn't make me care any less about what's bothering you. Would you like to talk about it? We have plenty of time. They won't be back for hours. Okay. Good. Now, for the next little while, I'm not the lady of the house and you are not the head of my maintenance team. We are just us. Okay? Good. Now, what's going on? Okay. Is there something wrong with the match? Have her parents objected? All right. If they haven't, then what's the issue? You have a good job. You're very stable. You're living in the cottage on the grounds, so you have a home. Other things. What other things? You're a decent man, so that's not the problem. You're not going to be cruel to her. Do you like her? Good. You like spending time with her. You like talking to her. Yes, I know that's not necessarily a prerequisite, but it helps. And it can be cause for pause if that is something that you value in your relationship. So, I'm missing something and you're not being very forthcoming with the information. So what's going on? I told you, you don't need to be proper right now. You just need to tell me what's going on, because the more you hedge around it, the more interested I am, and the more I'm afraid it's something scandalous. And the more concerned I'm getting about you. The wedding. Is it money? Are her parents not able to provide for a proper wedding? Because if that's the case, I can help. Okay. If that's not the problem, then what's the problem with the wedding? The wedding. The wedding night. All right, I think I'm starting to get to the point. Yes, I am. I'm going to ask you a question, and it's going to be a very forward question, and I want you to be honest with me, all right? Good. Have you ever laid with a woman? No. All right, I understand now. Yes, I do. Are you concerned that you won't know what to do on your wedding night? Mm-hmm. Yes, the basic mechanics of it are quite simple. My darling, don't ever change, all right? This girl is very lucky. Based on what you just said and just who you are, okay? All right? Yes. The fact that you're worried about not being able to give her a good time on your wedding night is admirable. Yes, I know there's not exactly somewhere you can go to learn these things. They don't teach this with your tutors. How can I help? Well, I can, actually. I can help you. See, there's this little thing about widows, you see. Society just kind of looks the other way at what we do and with whom we do it. Mm-hmm. Once you've been married, you're kind of given a free pass in a lot of ways. Not to be promiscuous, but to enjoy yourself. It's like a rite of passage. Mm-hmm. So, if you would like, I could show you how to pleasure your bride-to-be on your wedding night. What do you think? No, it wouldn't change anything. It would just be the girl who came here not knowing anything or anyone and scared out of her wits, thanking the boy who made life bearable for her first few months. Yes. Yes. What do you think? If that's the only thing standing in your way from marrying this girl, then really, what's the problem? No one has to know. You're not going to go broadcast it. And shout it from the rooftops that you slept with the lady of the manor. That would get you beheaded. All right. Well, now's as good a time as any. We don't often have the entire place to ourselves. There's usually someone lurking about. But I know for a fact there is not a single other person on the estate right now. Mm-mm. Not even a single stable boy. No one. They all went to town. Yes, it was quite a large undertaking. Your mother was beside herself organizing it all. But she did. Yes, I am very serious. All right. Well, set the wobbly stool aside for now. Well, I'm not exactly sure what happened to it, but my barrister was here a week before last and was sitting upon it, and it hasn't been right ever since. He's rather a bulky man. Might have had something to do with it. I don't know. It could have just been a loose something, and that was all it needed to start wobbling. All right, stop trying to distract me, and stop trying to avoid what's about to happen, and take your clothes off.